trying to solve for an equation. What was U and MC squared? Was all your parents' expectations? When the cameras and the lights and the crew all fade away, we can see that we're requested, they were one and the same. Mr. Indigo Child, Mr. Breathing in the dark.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Saturday, November 2nd, join SUNY Oneonta and SUNY Delhi at Morris Conference Center. Their 24th annual conference on volunteerism and social responsibility will be happening from 9:30 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. Four different lead credits, free breakfast, and lunch will be served. On Sunday, November 3rd, stay tuned to WONY 90.9 FM. But in recent news, SUNY Oneonta's Heritage Language Institution has officially opened. It'll provide support and engagement for English language learners, so make sure you reach out to SOHLI@oneonta.edu. SOHLI@oneonta.edu for more information. On Monday, November 4th, the Office of Sustainability will be collecting pumpkins. Bring your unpainted pumpkins to Hunt Union between 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to be recycled. On Tuesday, November 5th, stop by the Great Room at 7 p.m. Take a break, unwind, and get creative for a variety of activity stations, including vinyl painting, rainbow loom, rock painting, and foam charm making. This will all be happening at 7 p.m. at the Great Room, hosted by the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center and the Office of Equity and Inclusion. This has been your news on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Welcome back. Happy November. Ballin Beats, what is on the agenda? More basketball, more football. Music dropped. Tyler the Creator, Lil Uzi Vert, etc. More music that I didn't get to. We'll talk about it. And whatever I can come up with. Yeah.
It's late in the evening, lost on the side. I've been sad with you for most of the night. Ignoring everybody here, we wish they would disappear so maybe we could get down. Love is a blaze, I saw flames from the side of the stage. And the fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our roads are changed. Singing we found love in a local rave. No, I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name, I said it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water filled with tequila. I already know she's a keeper, just from this one small act of kindness. I'm in deep, if anybody finds out. I meant to drive home, but I drunk all of it now. No, sobering up, we just sit on the couch. One thing led to another, now just kissing my mouth. I need you, darling, come on, set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know?
Okay, that was Ed Sheeran, Sing. Making sure things are high enough. Okay. Where should we start with? Who should we start with? You guys know the answer. We're starting with the New York Knicks. Things have been going well. Besides the loss to the Cavs. But we finally strung two wins together in a row. Everything's starting to come together. We didn't really face any real competition. I mean, and this hurts me saying, because I am as high as you'll be on the Pistons. But I mean, I blew them out on Friday, had a good win against the Heat, everything's coming together. Karl-Anthony Towns is finally starting to get comfortable. Mikal Bridges is great. OG Anunoby is really great. Jalen Brunson is starting to get things together. He was just missing a lot of shots that he usually makes. It's the early season slump. He always does this. Josh Hart's been hooping. Been playing through some crazy injuries. Well, quote unquote crazy. But he's been getting by. Rebounding the ball. Just doing normal Josh Hart things. Not really any concerns as long as we keep shooting three-pointers. Keep making three-pointers. Rebounding the ball. The defense has been great. Especially with Mikal and OG. They've been playing all defensive team basketball. Tibbs is like... every press conference, he's just blushing, talking about OG, which I understand. And then the bench, running eight people, which I don't know why he can't find a ninth guy to play 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but I don't know. Tibbs is an interesting man. But the bench has been fine. The rookie, Ariel Ahuokporti, got signed to a real deal today. So maybe that means he's won the backup center job, hopefully, because, man, these Jericho Sims minutes, man, I don't know how long I can really do this for. And then Cameron Payne's been off and on, not playing today, so maybe we could see the rookie, Tyler Kolek, finally get some minutes. And, yeah, that's all the Knicks stuff, to be honest. Just I hope he extends the rotation a little bit. We signed Matt Ryan, a really good three-point shooter. Maybe he gets some minutes. Just needs to be good defensively. And yeah. Not so many concerns. Now, with that being said, we move on. And what is that smell in Milwaukee? Do you guys smell that? That like... stench, that 2-week-old stench that's going on with that team. It's really a mess down there, I can't lie. But I'm gonna start off. I like to give context. Chris Middleton has been hurt. Giannis is hurt right now. He's not playing today with an abductor injury. Is that it? That's all the context? Yeah, they just, like, I wish I had some answers for you, but they're just not good. Defense is a mess. Offensively, they have their good days and their bad days. But what is working for them, Giannis and Dame are playing fine. Dame's been, like, his three-pointer is back to where it should be, probably even better. Only thing is, he's not driving to the hoop as much. People are there saying that he's like lost a little bit of like his like step, which is very alarming because we are in year two of this big swing that they took, and it's kind of looking like strike two ish and a half. I'll get to that, but things aren't going great. Giannis is playing Giannis basketball. And yeah, the real issue is players 3 through 9. It's just, well, let's go through it. Chris Middleton, as I mentioned, is hurt. That has kind of been sadly, a common saying the last few years. So we gotta wait till he gets back because he got surgery on both ankles. I'm not sure if he's practicing, but hopefully he's back before the middle of the month, before Thanksgiving. So there's that. Bobby Portis. Nope, scratch that. We'll start with Brooke Lopez. He is regressing a little bit. His age is really starting to creep up. His play is kind of starting to creep down a little bit. We saw a bit last year, and now it's just like he's having a tough time like guarding like non rim running centers, which a lot of centers can shoot now, maybe like half and a half, but he's just having trouble doing that. And the three pointer is not going in, and he's like chucking three pointers. He's shooting like 6 a game, And on top of like the rebounding just not being great, he's not looking too good. Now back to Bobby Portis, who's kind of their only bench, like good bench player. Been inconsistent, black hole on defense, shoots a lot on offense. Bucks fans are not happy with him. So he's probably gonna have to get moved if they wanna like just be better, get better. And then we talk about the minimum contracts they signed. Gary Trent can't hit the side of a barn if he was 3 feet away. DeLon Wright's been playing okay. Torian Prince isn't, he's been starting. That's not his really his role. It's just not a good time for the Milwaukee Bucks. And with like looking at a little big picture, this is it. Like, you guys don't have any picks. The only way you can get out of this is if you trade Dame and Giannis, which on the Dame front, he didn't want to be in Milwaukee. He wanted to be in Miami. Everyone knows that. He knows that. The team knows that. The Heat knows that. Everyone knows that. But it just hasn't happened. And if his press conferences are kind of scaring me, because it seems like, well, he knows that he doesn't want to be there, and everyone knows, and he's like saying that without saying that. He's saying like, oh, I'm just trying to get comfortable, because it's been a lot of turnover, especially with like a lot of coaches. I want to say 3 coaches in the last year. So he's not happy. And then Giannis, like I said, maybe a while ago now, he kind of like soft launch a trade request like right before the season, saying, oh, if we lose, they're gonna trade me, which basically means if we don't win, I'm gonna request a trade. So it's just, this is it. We're definitely at DEFCON 2 with the Bucks. They're like, I mean, they're already on a bad win streak, but I don't know what's going to happen in February, because they go on a 5-game losing streak in February. I don't know what Giannis is going to say. I don't know what Doc Rivers is going to say. And there might be some movement in Milwaukee. Do I have a good note? No, I don't. We're still not too positive right now. Denver, the Nuggets. It's literally just Jokic and like duct tape and maybe a piece of wood and like some glue and maybe some like more tape and glue, and this team's rough. I want to say I saw the Timberwolves game. I'm looking at these Jokic lineups, like Peyton Watson, Christian Brown, Hunter Tyson. This is who we're surrounding the reigning MVP with in the middle of his prime. It's just, man. And then Jamal Murray's hurt. I'm trying to like muster up words, but I'm just very disappointed in the Nuggets. I've said this before, that they didn't really do their best in the offseason, and just seeing it now is kind of even worse than I thought, because guys aren't like taking the necessary jumps. But Jokic is going to keep them into close games all year. But I don't feel bad for the Nuggets. This is their fault. This is their fault for bad roster management, bad contract management, maxing out players that shouldn't really be maxed out multiple times. And we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. I wish I had more positive stuff, but I mean, Jokic is really good. Russ has been not shooting the ball well at all. But he's been like a very important part for their bench, like, which just like the energy and like rebounding and the defense, just everything else besides scoring the ball. He's been pretty decent at it, but I got to put the ball in the hoop. But yo, man, I hope next week I have some nicer things to say. And then Magic, no Paolo. Paolo's out for a few weeks, several weeks, which kind of stinks. I was excited to watch the Magic, and now no Paolo. No, who knows what Paolo could have done this year, especially with, like, I'm mainly talking about all NBA teams. So he's kind of like checked off the list. But, yeah, the Magic not looking good for my standing predictions. I really had them third seed. I don't know about that anymore. They were having a hard time to score sometimes, especially like they'd go on these like 4 or 5 minute droughts. And I'm not even exaggerating too much. I'm pretty sure they went on like a 5 minute drought in one game. So no Paolo is gonna not be too good for that. But hey, this is why you have Franz Wagner. That's why you resign Jalen Suggs. We'll see how far they can take him. Defensively, they're really gonna have to be like no risk, no what I'm looking for. Like no air defense, just be elite and just hit some shots on offense and squeak out some games. But it's kind of gonna be a rough few weeks without Paolo, especially just how good he was playing. But yeah. But finally, with some good news, the Cleveland Cavaliers are rolling. 7-0, have a game against the Bucks today. Ironically, they should win that, so maybe 8-0. But they've been really good, and it's, I will say there's been some like improvements with the players. Like with Evan Mobley, he's just been great, just handling the ball more and not picking it up as much. Just like he always knows what he's doing. I feel like last year it was more just like he knew his role. It was just like dribble a couple times, kick it out if nothing was there. But now he's like forcing the issue, which is great. Just feel like that team hasn't always prioritized his development, which they've said that. But I feel like now this is the year where they kind of need him to be just better if they want to reach their true ceiling. And then Jared Allen, Kenny Atkinson's found a great way, like ways to just use them at the same time without the spacing being all clunky, which is, again, Mobley being more confident and taking like a jump shot. And then Darius Garland, he's finally healthy and like at a normal weight, because he lost a lot of weight last year because it was just a bunch of injuries. He just got hit in the face a few times, maybe some lower body injuries, just a bunch of stuff. But he's finally healthy, shooting a lot of threes, hitting a lot of threes, been super consistent. Donovan Mitchell's been Donovan Mitchell off the bench. Ty Jerome, backup point guard, has been great. Their bench hasn't been great through the Donovan Mitchell era, if you want to say. But it's kind of just been a breath of fresh air. Like Kenny Atkinson, I should have put him on my Coach of the Year shortlist a few weeks ago, because I knew he was going to be a lot better in Brooklyn just because he was sitting behind Steve Kerr for like the last few years. But yeah, the Cavs look good. The Cavs look super good. Other teams. OKC. You know, coming into the season, I was like, I'm going to watch a lot of OKC games, a lot of these games. It's going to be fun. I haven't seen a lot of Oklahoma City Thunder games because they keep blowing teams out. They are steamrolling. Now, I will say hasn't been like a tough schedule, but they've been still steamrolling. They've been throwing out like lineups of like the rookie like Dylan Jones at the center and just a bunch of like guards and forwards. They're literally just experimenting in the middle of the season or the start of the season, and it's worked out. Shea's been Shea. J-Dub has been a little inconsistent, but I think that's going to like turn itself up a little bit. But everyone else is just, as advertised, hitting threes, playing defense. And they're not even fully healthy yet, so I don't know what they're going to look like come around December, whenever Isaiah Hartenstein is back. But hopefully games get a little closer so I can watch them. Because every time I try to watch the Thunder Blazers. Okay, it's close. And then, like, 10 minutes later, they're up by 15, 20. Okay, well, I'm on to another game. But yeah, Grizzlies are, they're getting by, but these injuries, they just can't be lucky for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a whole season. Desmond Bane hurt. Marcus Smart sprained his ankle week to week. But they're getting by. The defense is great. Ja Morant is playing a bit of a new role. More playmaking, less like shooting. We'll see how that changes. Because, like, no Marcus Smart, no Desmond Bane. So I guess he does have to be more of a playmaker. But I think there's going to be some games where they need him to score. So we'll see how he balances that. Outside of that, Jaren Jackson's been great. They're just squeaking out wins, man. Other teams. Who's the other teams? I've seen a lot of Kings games. They look good. De'Aaron Fox is not healthy. I don't know what's... I think it's something wrong with his hand. And it looks like it, because DeMar's kind of been the best player through 2 weeks on that team. Raptors. Gotta watch more Raptors games. They've been hurt, but they've been putting up a real fight for every team. Oh, it was Kings Raptors I was watching, and RJ Barrett's been playing great. Now it's early season, and the numbers are going to come down a little bit, but the Raptors need one of those players to take an all-star jump, meaning RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickly. And if they're going to be bad this year, it's not going to be too bad for them, because the draft class is going to be really nice. And other teams, Sixers, they're a mess. Paul George is back today, but they need to be healthy, and they need bad press. They need to stop having bad press, because it's been a mess.
What's up? We making money in quarantine. Dirt in my steak and my wood clean. Is it Blue Benjamin's vaccine? Need to bounce back now on taxing. The trap, we go tag team. Talk on FaceTime, it's no texting. Holding a file, who gon' press me? Big way, we scrape. She do the wild like it's Colgate. She still go and get it in four ways. When I'm in my city, I feel safe. I'm bigger than Bill Gates. We chase a billion and get paid. Except for we moving with AKs. That means we make plays. Going Jumanji, let's go, ayy. I put Pave in my Cartier. We don't want that throw shade. If she looking like Sunny, we face. I'm quick on my toes, no ballet. Pick up them bowls and valet. It's Friday, you know it's a cash day. We don't count up the red, we count red games. Pop out, what's up? We making money in quarantine. Dirt in my stick and my wood clean. Is it Blue Benjamin's vaccine? Need to bounce back now on taxing. The trap, we go tag team. Talk on FaceTime, it's no texting. Holding the file, who gon' press me?
Take out. Record deposit, can't fit in my wallet. Rack. Hop in the coupe and it's feeling robotic. If we talking money, then money the topic. I been getting money, it's my time to pop it. Double cup, fill to the top and it's toxic. Got body, no Megan, it's stagging. She straight out of college, she looking exotic. Bought me a watch, I forgot it. She give me knowledge by driving. One hand on the wheel, one hand on the noggin. Second. She throwing me like I'm a pill. I'm drinking my oil, I'm smoking the trappin'. Smoke. Send me the Addy and drop it. Don't pick up that broom if you ain't gon' pop it. Don't do that. I see the boy moving wacky. Elegant, bougie, and cocky. They thought I was born up in Houston when I bought the Gucci and Lee Chain with the rock. They did. And then they thought that I was Cuban because I had the links iced out hiking. I did. Diamonds bite Mike Tyson. Then my thought that ain't wifey. Nah. On the block, it get shysty. Get that chill like we working for Nike.
Pop out. Check. What's up? What's up? We making money in quarantine. Dirt in my stick and my wood clean. Is it Blue Benjamin's vaccine? Need to bounce back now on taxing. The trap, we go tag team. Talk on FaceTime, it's no texting. Holding a file, who gon' press me?
The money come blue, diamond sick, got the flu. I've been f***ing your boo, and my boat take a boo. In the jet, what I flew? Jet. Reckless, I'm blessing. I'm smoking polluted. Way that I'm dressing, they think I'm from Jupiter. Losing. Shout it, got Zuda, she licking my Cuban. We made a movie. Austin, I'm groovy. Retarded, I'm stupid. I'm pulling up cool. Pandemic. I'm making rats in the middle of the pandemic. I'm in the limo, I'm swerving on linen. When we get to spinning, I'm bending, ain't in it. Perkin 230, I keep like a clinic. Popping my
that got red, we could play. Bounce on my dick in the back of my rave. Gangin' them, know we go A. Jump out of fraud, my money done age. You got a car, a million play. I'm in the loft with Brazilian bass. The mall with 100 locate. I put on vintage, J. Paco T.A. What up, a face, she gon' lick off the plate. On this bay, old lady. Maybe Mercedes, I make a M that for sure, ain't no maybe. For sure.
What's up? We making money in quarantine. Dirt in my stick and my wood clean. It's a blue Benjamin's vaccine. Need to bounce back now on taxing. The trap, we go tag team. Talk on FaceTime, it's no texting. Holding the fire, who gon' press me? We making money in quarantine.
If you don't bring a friend, came from nothing, you can feel what I'm saying. 100 shots, I gotta stick to the plan. Slappy toppy, gotta get it again. Shorty bopping, she just pushing the brand. Solo with the hitters, pulling up on the man. Chover than the fountain, making standards when I land. I ain't never sober, I got pills and I'm sham. Cop a new hammer with a cooler on jam. To the show on the road, getting bands on band. On the high, on the low, I'm the man, on the man. Man, striking out, push Cayenne. Live it up, ran it up, got it expand. I'm a mogul that make her a boss. I'ma float on this like the coast clip. I put on my block, make the flip. I got work on me, I got dogs. Get you hit in your dick won't cost. Take a load and run through it in 1 minute. When that mud in my system, I function. Took a freestyle and turned it to cash. I get fly to you, this not a caption. When I got in it, I got hot in it. I came through in a coupe, I was smashing. I was good in the hood, serving fed me. In the big and I see what's ahead of me. I read they one, they ready, catch felonies. Going rich immediately for the whole team. Told her stick and throw dice to the curb. Go on her, got birth. If she lose, that's a trust and a curse. You let I take you to church. Yeah, yeah. I met you, I met you, I met you. Yeah.
Mistress, tell me who my mistress is. Who the f*** is the creator of this trip? on my dick and yeah, they milk. They double, double down, cause we trippin' shit. Just a diamond in the rough. I got a bag, I'm not gon' tussle. Got sick and tired of showing my muscle. I'm about to take these. I'm thinking she ain't missing. I'm blissing, I was lifting. She shut up and catch a children. I got implants, not no fiddlings. Gucci Louis shoes and Fendi. Made a million, I was straight up off of this. Miss blinking, you can't see me like I'm Casper. Yeah. Take these bitches to four season and we wrestle. Yeah. Every motherfucking season I get better. Yeah. Get a ladder cause my money in a nosebleed. Yeah. All this gold on me looking like a trophy. Yeah. You from Albany, you don't know me. Yeah. You're riding my dick like she owe me. First I ever hit was for a rollie. I'm putting nice on my kids like a goalie. She seen it dripping, let me hit it like Ginobili. And I've been looking around the city since a shorty. Woo. Ah. Ah. Yeah. Abracadabra. Where the rock disappear in my Shasta. Way I booked to the crib down from NASA. She pull up, drink all my red, think she Dracula. Business messy, can't make it faster. She like a body plastic, her walls plastered. Come like money, cover all in the proceeds. Gotta protect this AP, this toss me. In a second, man, it's time to turn a bill. Can't split this 50-50, but you proof silly.
I ain't gon' front, I've been back at it. Tryna, don't need no hands, please. Lock it down with speeds, rolling with the quick beam. I made the magic with the brown one with the hips, yeah.
Diamonds blinking, you can't see me like I'm Casper. Yeah. Take these bitches to four season and we wrestle. Yeah. Every motherfucking season I get better. Yeah. Get a ladder cause my money in a nosebleed. Yeah. All this gold on me looking like a trophy. Yeah. You from Albany, you don't know me. Yeah. You're riding my dick like yeah. She owe me. First I ever hit was for a rollie. I'm putting nice on my kids like a goalie. She seen it dripping, let me hit it like Ginobili. And I've been looking around the city since a shorty. Woo.
Horses and bars and lambs. Cut fake ties with deep fake. It all was a scam. Kept a collage full of pretty vibes that love who I am. I can tell you about the time I made a call and we got right. I can tell you about the wins and all the losses in my life. I can tell you about the time we ain't give up and we still fight. I can tell you about the time. I can tell you about the money causing in the ice. I can tell you about the time I counted him in the night. I can tell you about the time I fucked me a dime on the fly. Had to turn the page, had to act my age. Always push myself a lot, saying that it's okay.
It's okay.
I don't feel like myself sometimes, I guess I changed.
hardest we swore about. Know this feel strange. Gotta be broke. I got real folks giving me praise. I can feel real love from all my fans when I'm on stage. I was taking drugs. I heard ain't never go away. Giving out my heart, not even thinking it could break. Grateful for my God, and I be thanking him when I pray. Hate to waste my time, I'm impatient, but I can wait. Haters hate when I shine, shine bright like the sun in May. Ain't gon' play about mine, I'm gonna do what it take. I can tell you about the time I made a call and we got right. I can tell you about the wins and all the losses in my life. I can tell you about the time we ain't give up and we still fight. I can tell you about the time. Tell you about the money cost and the ice. I can tell you by the time I counted him in the night. I can tell you by the time I down on the fly.
You are crazy.
Diamonds make them sneeze, so I bless them. Once I get them things, then I stretch them. They forgot that we the ones apply the pressure. I can see them when they folding under pressure. Eyes wide, get up in that Tesla. No side, we apply that pressure. That's a wise guy, and you been not test them. Watch them birds fly, bird keeper catch them. Last five, so I had to stretch it. I'm on Fox 5, try to take my necklace. On Instagram Live, updates every second. Five guys in the kitchen, heavy on the veggies. I ain't got money, y'all cap it, I tell it. Don't get taxed, the whole pack if I sell it. We ride like the service secret, mom telling. Reason is the purpose, season bullet, not digesting. Once I get them things on the stretcher, I'ma stretch it. Bet they know the game, do they know I'm not a question? Eyes blood brushing, in your mind blushing. I'm worth too much money, ain't no talking, get the dumping. Run around drama, man. Andre drumming. They don't want smoke with me. Smoke. They know how I'm coming. Come. I'm geeking and tripping. I try to fit tummy in front of my timing. Tummy gun. I shed a tear every time I smoke because I roll like the onion. Diamonds make them sneeze, so I bless them. Once I get them things, then I stretch them. They forgot that we the ones apply the pressure. Yeah. I can see them when they folding under pressure. Yeah. Eyes wide, get up in that Tesla. Eyes wide. No side, we apply that pressure. No side. That's a wise guy, and you been not test them. Watch them birds fly, bird keeper catch them.
The dark side, my nights they get reckless. Side. They send spies, just so they can catch us. Yeah. Don't use lines, must avoid the setup. It don't shine, gotta check the setup. Yeah. Believe me, nightmares keep me up, it ain't no sleep, ain't no sleep. Flashes outside, know somebody's peeping, peeping. Look down at my cup, I keep on drinking. Why you take so much, I have my reasons. Done with the silence, wish the seasons. 100 on the spot, she keep on asking why I'm teething. Running up the vibe, we brought the ratchets, make it even. Tiptoe through the front door, out the back door, let me geeking.
Diamonds make them sneeze, so I bless them. Once I get them things, then I stretch them. They forgot that we the ones apply the pressure. I can see them when they folding under pressure. Eyes wide, get up in that Tesla.
Eyes wide,
no side, we apply that pressure.
No,
that's a wise guy, and you been not test them.
Watch
them birds fly, bird keeper catch them.
Right, that was Takeoff, Travis Scott, Bless Him. Let's get to the Young Buck Report. Young Buck Report is always fun. I'm killing time to get my notes up. Give me a second. I gotta start being proactive. Okay. You remember Jason Tatum? You know, that guy. And how, for like a long time, it was, oh, he's only 20. And then kind of got tired of the joke. But I'm glad to tell you guys, there's a new one. We have a new one. Bilal Coulibaly is only 20 years old. He can't drink. And he's really good. He's super good. Kind of getting better every game. I'm trying to see, like, as part of the Bilal fan club, especially last year, I thought he was going to come in this year. You know, the jumper was going to be a little nice. He was going to do a little bit of ball handling, but nothing too crazy. I'm pretty sure he's averaging 20 points. Had a really good game against the Heat in Mexico City. It's just, on top of the defense, he's just getting easy buckets. Like, he's shooting like 8 or 12 one day, so he's just being really efficient with his shots. And what I like is, like, the team, the coach, Brian Keith, is, like, putting him in positions to, like, just experiment. We know the Wizards aren't going to be this 45-win team, but that's okay, because, like, we really don't need them to be a 45-win team right now. We just need guys to get better, and the way you do that is give Bilal Coulibaly the ball, let him run some pick and rolls, let him run the offense. Some days it's going to go bad, some days it's going to go good, but it's all about improvement, and that's what's happened. And he's quickly becoming one of the cornerstones. Like, well, he's, now everyone knows he's essentially the cornerstone. I feel like it was a bit, I mean, like, a lot of question marks last year, but now it's just, oh. So I'm glad. Just, like, Wizards games are kind of fun to watch, just because this is a lot of, like, moving parts, and, like, we'll see, like, Jordan Poole and the other rookies, like Alex R. I just feel like he's gotten a lot of, this draft class has gotten a lot of hate, but they're not bad. I mean, they show signs, they have good games, and they're finally, like, showing that Alex R is protecting the hoop. He's averaging almost 3 blocks, and everything's going pretty well for him. I mean, he's a little inconsistent on offense, but we knew that going into the draft and going into the season. But defensively, he's great. And then Bob Carrington already has a starting job and been playing pretty good. Maybe all-rookie first team. How many all-NBA teamers are the Wizards going to have? Probably 3. Because Keyshawn George is also playing great. Now, I don't know if his stats are there, but just, like, watching him play, especially his defense and his passing, which was, like, his calling card, and he's just, it's been a seamless, like, transition. Things have been great for the Wizards. I think this is a great step in the right direction. And it's been fun. Been fun. I gotta catch more Wizards games. Moving on. Chet Holmgren. How do I word this? I saw a tweet saying, oh, D-Poy Kevin Durant. And I was like, okay, calm down. And yes, calm down. But he's really good. He's been hoping. I mentioned it a little before, I think. But I don't know what Chet's ceiling is. If he's just going to be this good right now. Like, if you think about it, he was the third best player on the best team in the West last year, or at least in the regular season. And that was his rookie year. And, like, he's doing way more stuff, like, on the ball, or running more pick and rolls. It's a 7-footer running pick and rolls. And the defense hasn't dropped off. I feel like he's kind of ahead in defense if you compare him to Wemby. I feel like Wemby sometimes is just, like, he has long arms, but there's times where he's a little slow on the pick and roll. Just, he fouls a lot sometimes. Every rookie big fouls a lot, to be fair. But there's just times where it's like, you know, he's playing like he's 20. But Chet just doesn't do that. I don't know. Man, I really want to fast forward to the end of the season and see, like, what awards he can, like, possibly scoop up. Staying with the Oklahoma City Thunder, Kasan Wallace is hitting step back threes. Like, I seen it on live TV. He hit a step back three. And you know, my eyes just widened. I was like, oh, this is nice. Because I feel like people don't know enough about Kasan Wallace because he just comes off the bench. But he's really good. And, like, he could probably start on some teams. And he has started a few Thunder games because the coach, Mark Dagnall, has just been experimenting a lot. That's what he does, kind of. Nothing much else to do at the beginning of the season. But, yeah, and then staying on with another Thunder rookie, Dylan Jones finally got minutes, and he's really good. Using him as a center, running pick and rolls with him as the roller. And he doesn't seem out of his element. I mean, this is kind of what he was doing at college. And it's just, they threw him into the fire. That's what I like about the Thunder. They actually play their rookies. Some teams, the Pacers, don't play their rookies. And then they play them out of position when they play their rookies. But that's something I'm not going to get into right now. Going to Toronto. Jonathan Mogbo, second round pick. This is why networking is good. You should network. Because he was, I think Scotty Barnes made some calls and got him drafted to the Raptors. And with all those injuries, him playing center, he's been doing great. Fouls a lot, but that's rookie things. But he's been passing, he guards everybody. And in the Kings game I was talking about, he was hooping. He was doing everything I just named. He ended up fouling out, but he's just a good piece. And when Scotty gets back, I don't even know how that's going to look like with two of them out on the floor. But it might be a little scary. Good, maybe bad sometimes, but it's going to be fun to watch. But Jonathan Mogbo has been really good. Jaden Ivey, inconsistent, but he's been really, really good. Almost, like, this is a big year for the Pistons to see just who the cornerstones are. And Jaden Ivey had a really good game before the Knicks one. And then he had a really good game against the Nets, where, like, you could just see, like, the potential. And, like, he is a year behind with the development because of the coach I won't name. But things are going good. Things are going good for Jaden Ivey. I just hope he can just string, like, a good chunk of games together so we can get, like, re-signed, honestly. I talked about him last week, but I must talk about him again. Ryan Dunn. This is the Redux version. He's very good. Defensively, pest. He can guard Luka. He can guard Trey. He's going to guard James Harden. He's going to try his best. He might foul. But he's going to try his best. And he's going to make their life a little harder. And shooting, he's shooting like 40% from three. I mean, it might have went down because he went 0 for 4 yesterday or the day before. But I just think if that three-pointer stays up around 38, 39%, we're going to have some conversations. We're going to have some conversations about Mr. Bradley Beal, because I just don't think you can bench a all-defensive team player shooting 39% from three. So Bradley Beal, man, he's going to have to sacrifice. I know a lot of players always talk about sacrificing to go win a championship. The time is now. Or the time could be now in like a month or two. Or I don't know. But I just hope if that conversation does happen, Bradley Beal can just take a step back and be like, I'm gonna help the team out and come off the bench. Will he finish games? I don't know if he's gonna finish games. I mean, maybe Kevin Durant to the five. Have a lot of shooting. But I don't know. But yes, Ryan Dunn might make some conversations a little awkward sooner than later if he keeps it up. And last but not least, New Orleans. A lot of injuries. Injury bug has hit them. The injury bug is starting to hit a couple of teams, but them, same day, no Herb Jones, no CJ McCollum, lost DeJounte Murray, and Zion has a hamstring. But what I was going to name was Jordan Hawkins, who's also questionable today, but hopefully he plays, he said, and I quote, he's going to thug it out with his back injury, so I hope he knows what he's doing. But he's been really good, just one, finally getting like consistent minutes, and he can score. He can put the ball in the hoop, whether that's cutting, shooting, pretty much. And he's really good at it. I just feel like, I always say guys and roles, and like how having a consistent role is always a good thing. And for him, he's been winning them games, or at least keeping them close in games. So things are going to get a little interesting when everyone comes back. But yeah, Jordan Hawkins is as advertised. So Pelicans are going to have some things to do next offseason. I'm looking at CJ McCollum, and I'm looking at Brandon Ingram. But the other rookie I was talking about was their first round pick from this draft, Eve Misi, their center. All offseason, me included, we were saying, oh, Pelicans, they have no center. They got to figure that out. Well, fast forward, they kind of don't have a center. He's been playing a lot of minutes. He's been playing like 20-ish minutes. The rim protection's been great. Screen setting's been great. Been dunking the ball. And it's just, I'm not sure how many minutes he can handle, but if he can get like 25, 26, that's all they really need from their starting center, because I feel like they were going to go into more of Zion at the five when everyone is healthy. So all they need is 26 minutes from him, and it's looking like it's in the step in the right direction, because all he has to do is outplay Daniel Tice, which he's kind of done. From the games I've seen, he's kind of done. And yeah, man, the Pelicans, they've hit on some picks. It's just they've hit on maybe too many, so things are a little maybe like cluttered. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. See how the young guys progress. Now, am I missing people? I don't think I'm missing anybody. Usually I do. I feel like the guys just a question. When is Scoot Henderson going to get like starting minutes? Because I don't know how much he can really develop off the bench. And so that's a thing. Chris Murray has been playing pretty good. He's been starting, so that's been great for them. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
I lost a minute to the street.
Oh no, no.
Red, taking up, trip, taking up,
trip. Link up my nigga, let's link up. I just start buying more Cubans. These links on me leaving bruises. I don't fantasize, I make movies. I don't tell lies, I tell bruises. I get idolized by these groupies. I treat them just like they regular. Sneaking pics on the cellar. Praying on me on the predator. Praying on me on the predator. Them bands on me, more capital. Gotta go pour some juice. But my dog just went federal. The feds did a sweep. Yeah. Picked the dogs up like an infant. Got 13 bodies. What up? Got 20 some damn victims. Burn the eyes out of witness. What up? Put your hood on chitlins. Cardi ears, I got privilege. Yeah. See the way my dogs living. Yeah. I was got a dog in prison. I was born dog in penitentiary. I bought my mom fresh Tiffany's. What up? Gang, gang, we're a family. Hold it down for the family. Going viral for the family. The homie tried to plead insanity. Pray to God to take this energy. Turn around to positivity.